left off discussing Yitziyasa Eved Barosha Ivarim, where the Gemara tells us if the Edom are subject to Hashama, they should be obligated to pay the entire Zemei Ha'Eved. And we're bothered by the following Kasha, Mishnah Melech raises in the Chasedus per Chafala Falacha Dalit, that why in fact is that true? After all, since there is Halach of Kasha Zaman and below Kasher Asa, so isn't Yitziya considered to be Kasher Asa? When you're dealing with a regular chi of mamon, so good, there is a gemardin, but then there is a later stage, there is the bitzua ha'onesh, or the actual piraon. Then you understand one could argue kasher asa. In this particular case, where we assume that the shibud of the adon is paka, ayidei rosh eivarim, in such a case, why shouldn't we assume that the edom should be paka? So one possible teretz, this is what Mishnah suggests, is that when it comes to mamon, there we do not assume kasher zamam, velo kasher asa. And this is the Tosus of Bava Kama, Daf Dalma Beis, Der Maslo Edom Zomen, where Tosus gives two very different reasons why this should be the case. Number one is that you can never really have kasher asa when it comes to dini mamonos, because it's always efshar b'chazara. Once an onesh is meted out, on shehaguf, it's the efshar b'chazara. When it comes to mamon, since it is efshar b'chazara, so therefore it is still considered to be kasher zamam. It is not considered to be a case of kasher asa. And the Ri gives a very different teretz and says the following: that shouldn't we argue that this is a kavachomer? If one is chayiv for the attempt of kasher zamam, so kolshkein, one is chayiv for kasher asa. He'll tell me that ein onshin min hadin. So the Ri comments that is true when it comes to other areas, but not when it comes to dinim amanos. When it comes to on shin mamon, then certainly we assume that on shin min hadin, and therefore we should assume that that is the case here as well. So Tosus maintains that mamon, on the one hand, we assume that kasher zamam and afilo kasher asa, mashenkin when it comes to din nefashos, and malchus, for example, would fall out on the side of din nefashos. Malchus is not efshar b'chazara. When it comes to onesh of malchus, we assume ein onesh min hadin, and in such a case, therefore, mamon as opposed to nefashos and malchus. And this is against the chiddush of the Rambam, because the Rambam perachav halacha beis nochaseidus tells us that this halach is literally, as the Gemara has makos nafei, hargu ein neheragin. This doesn't apply to all cases, but specifically regarding dine nefashos. Why should din nefashos be different? So one possible we saw in Kesef Mishnah is the following, based on the view of the smag, that gadol avonam minso. Just because the Torah allows for a particular onesh, which is a kapara of Mises Bezdin, that does not necessarily mean that that will be true when it comes to en avera hachamura. And therefore, perhaps one could argue that this is true in this context as well. Kasher zamam, then there is a particular onesh. If it's considered to be kasher asa, then gadol avonam minso, and obviously that is only true when it comes to din afashos, one would argue that's true when it comes to mamon, or when it comes to echiyav of malchus. And this perhaps is tied in with the whole lamdus of ein onshin min hadin. If there is an element of onesh which is considered to be that of kapara, so therefore ein onshin min hadin is very reasonable, because just because the Torah affords kapara for avera kala does not mean that that is true when it comes to an avera chamura. This is a very different understanding of why it is that we assume ein onshin min hadin. If you look in Rashi and Sanhedrin and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi, the Ramaskal Hakesha, gives a very different reason. Rashi points out that if Chazal derive a particular halacha based on a Hekesh, certainly one can receive an onesh based on that drasha. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi writes, because a Hekesh is something which is kimefurish v'kra, and therefore va'on shirimenu. A Hekesh is as though it's considered to be that which is explicit. And Rashi adds, Shalom nitna lemedrash me'atzmo. And after all, a person cannot dan a hekish himself. Hekish is purely based on Mesorah. And furthermore, therefore, it is considered to be Mefurish Bakra. And Rashi continues and writes that certainly is not true when it comes to a kavachomer. Regarding a kavachomer that Adam dan kavachomer me'atzmo, a person on his own, just using pure logic, can put forth a kavachomer, afal pishlo kiblo mirabo, and therefore Rashi writes that ain onshin mimenu. So Rashi comments that the reason for ain onshin min hadin is because kavachomer is not based on mesorah, based on Kabbalah, but rather adam dan kavachomer mi'atzmo, and in such a case, therefore, kavachomer does not allow for a particular onesh. It's a fascinating chiddush. that Rashi writes. It's a chiddush in terms of the explanation of why in onshim and hadin, but also a chiddush in terms of how Rashi understands the difference between hekesh as opposed to kavachomer. Hekesh requires a mesora lo nitzna medrash b'atzma mashenkim when it comes to a kavachomer. In fact, this is what Rashi writes in the sugya and sukkah daf lamed aleph. There, the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that a lulav yavesh is kosher. How can that be? Doesn't the pasuk say that priyetz hadar? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that lo makshinan lulav leesrog. Of course, the pasuk describes esrog that requires hadar, but it is not true when it comes to lulav. And lo makshinan lulav leesrog. Rashi has a comment, right, on that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean lo makshinan lulav leesrog? Rashi writes lo nitna lidrosh me'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda did not have such a tradition. And therefore, mehechatesi, that one would assume what is true of one is true of another. And Tosus and Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, their master Lomar Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and maintains that that's not true. A hekesh does not require a mesora at all. Rabbi Yehuda was arguing misvara, that there's no compelling reason to assume what the Torah says is true of esrog is true of the other dalaminim is true of lulav. And Tosus continues, it seems to be the exact opposite of Rashi, and argues as follows. On two midos, everyone agrees. When it comes, for example, to kavachomer, there, a person can be darish me'atzma. When it comes to their extreme, a gzera shava, Tosus comments, that requires a mesora. The machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, is quite a fundamental one, which is the rule and which is the exception. Rashi seems to maintain that the midos in general require mesora. It is only kavachomer that does not, because kavachomer is pure logic. And that is why Rashi can write in Sefer Ayin Gimel that the reason Ein Onshin Hadin is because of the uniqueness of kavachomer. Tosus assumes that certainly is not true, that gzera shava is unique. After all, gzera shava is taking two words, so to speak, out of context and telling us that the halachi is equating these two themes. That certainly requires a mesora. But other drashos, right, where it's a hekesh, for example, then Adam is done me'atzmo. And therefore, Tosus comments in that regard, kavachomer is no different from a hekesh. Gzera shava is the exception. But the rule is that a mesora is not in fact needed. Tosus would not be able to distinguish, as Rashi does in Sanhedrin, between hekesh and kavachomer and thereby explain why ein onshin min hadin. But Rashi the Shitasein, who assumes in Sukkah that Hekesh requires Mesora, and a Kavachomer does not, that's Rashi's explanation of why in fact we assume that this is the case. So this is one possible approach, how it is that one can assume that our Gemara is willing to tell us that there should be a Chiyuv Tashlumin Ba'ad Ha'Eved, because when it comes to Dinim Mamonos, we assume that there is no halacha of kasher zaman velo kasher aso, albeit that this in fact is a machlokas rishonim. The second possibility we pointed out, right, in distinguishing between afashos as opposed to other areas, is based on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah writes, that this is a unique school of haftacha of Shoftei Yisrael, particularly when it comes to din and afashos, and therefore, if in fact Bezdin is successful in putting someone to death, even if they ate him or lining, it doesn't mean that he was innocent, right? The Gemara comments that a person can receive that type of onesh in many different ways. And if it's not the onesh hakotzu, literally speaking, based on the shura sadin, right, nonetheless, right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that justice is in fact meted out. So the Ramban writes, this is true when it comes to din nefashos. There's no such haftach when it comes to each and every bezdin, and therefore, perhaps only when din nefashos, then we assume that kasher zaman velo kasher asa. Now, we mentioned a couple other possibilities understanding that distinction of the Rambam as well. So in terms of being miyashir, this kasha of Mishnah Melech, how you can have the case of Yetzias Seivarim, why we assume that Mesham Demei Ha'Eved, so one possibility is when it comes to Mammon, we don't assume kasha v'la kasher asa. Another possibility that the Mishnah Melech suggests but rejects is the following. When we speak about Yetzias Rosha Eivarim, we touched on this right yesterday, what exactly does that mean? Certainly, David is entitled to go free. But does the Rosh Eivarim itself, does that secure Cheirus? Or do we assume that there is a coming step? And that is that still a Get Shichrur is necessary. As we'll see, that this is a Machlokes Tanoim, and the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perakei Halacha Dalid, paskins that even if it is true that the Eved has the right of Yitzhi of Rosh Eivarim, nonetheless, Tzarech Get Shichrur. So the Mishnah Melech suggests, if that's true, maybe that would be a simple teretz. This is not called kasher asa. After all, the yetziah, right, was not concluded at this point at all. It means that the eved is entitled. That's like gmar din. The eved is entitled. However, shtar shichur is in fact necessary. So therefore, this is still called kasher zaman. This is not called kasher asa. And therefore, beautifully, our gemara says very poshut that mishalim demei ha'eved. This is not considered to be kasher asa. We had suggested, Mishnah Melech writes in the Kasha, maybe the Eved is Tafus Ba'atzmo, and therefore no more is necessary. Mishnah Melech writes, no, but perhaps this is in line with the Rambam Shita that Sarach Get Shichur. No, number one, this is in fact, Imachlokas Tanayim, as we'll soon see, but number two, Mishnah Melech is very bothered by this. What exactly does that mean? That when it comes to Yetziah Barosh Eivarim, that Sarach Get Shichur, does it really mean that everything is pending? All it means is now the Eved has a right to go free. But no Cherus is secured at all al Yedei Rosh Eivarim. And therefore you require Get Shichur. And if that would be the case, one could argue it's still called Kasher Zom. It's not called Kasher Asa. Mishnah Melech suggests that certainly is not true. Even if you maintain that an Eved is Yotzei Rosh Eivarim, but nonetheless you still require a Shtar Shichur, why is that necessary? So Mishnah Melech writes the following: Eishtar Shichur is only necessary lahatiro bebas Yisrael. However, as far as the shibud, the indebtedness that the Eved has to his Adam, that certainly is paka al yedei roshe evarim. So even though the Rambam writes that saraket shichur, of course, that's an order lahatiro bebas Yisrael. But yet, as far as the Shibud is concerned, that's Paka. It's not just Rosh Eivarim, just simply means now the Adon is obligated to, and as of yet nothing happens. That certainly is not the case. To put it in different categories, as we discussed, right, several times, the Ramban and Kedushin and Avtei Zayin, the Ramban writes that both when it comes to an Eved Knani, as well as when it comes to an Eved Ivri, that's a further Chiddush of the Ramban, there are two Kinyanim. The Ramban writes explicitly, there is a Kinyan Shomamon, and there is a Kinyan Shalisser. The Kinyan Shomamon, that refers to the right that the Adon has over this particular Eved. When it comes to an Eved Knani, that is considered to be a Kinyan Gamor. But there is an element of a Kinyan Shomamon even when it comes to an Eved Ivri as well. And then the Ramban writes that there's an entire world, and that is Kinyan Shel Isser. The fact that a person is an Eved, whether it's an Eved Ivri or an Eved Knani, does not just simply mean that service is owed. It's not similar to a Poel. There's a Kinyan Haguf, and the Kinyan Haguf expresses itself, the Ramban writes, in terms of Dinim Amanos, as well as in terms of Isurim. And the Ramban's Raya is the fact that an Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivcha Knanis. Up until then, before this person was an Eved, he was a Ben Yisrael. There will be an Issa Daraisa for him to go ahead and to marry a Shivcha. All of a sudden that becomes Mutter. You see that there is not simply a Kinyan Shel Mamon, but there's a Kinyan Shel Isser regarding Isser Veheter. His status has changed. Now in fact that he becomes an Eved. And then the Ramban goes a step further. Why is it that a Shtar Shichur is necessary? The Ramban so beautifully writes that when it comes to Kinyanei Mamon, that could be paka ayyadei hefker, mafker abdo. Why is it that more is necessary? Why do you need a shtar shifr? The answer is because shtar shifr is indicative of a kinyan shel iser. And a kinyan shel iser is not paka ayyadei hefker. Vaharaya, the Ramban writes, ishus. Ishus is not a kinyan shel mamon. Ishus is a kinyan shel iser. And that is why a get is necessary. And the Ramban writes that is exactly the gzera shava of la la meisha. Just as gerushin is alidei shtar, shichur is alidei shtar. What is the underlying theme of that gzera shava la la meisha? In order to be mafkia kinyan shel iser, you need a shtar kinyan of iser v'heter. And therefore, that's exactly true of Eved. That is also true when it comes to Ishus as well. And that's exactly the Chiddush of Lala Miisha. That was the Bila Halacha that the Rabban wrote. No. The Gemara doesn't get in the Daflam and Ches of a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether Mafker Avdo, Tzarek Yeshichr, or Eno Tzarek Yeshichr. What exactly is the basis of that Machlokas? The Gemara says the following: Min Hastam, you would assume that mafker avdo tzara ket shichra. Why would anyone assume that that's not the case? Mafker avdo ino tzara ket shichra. The Gemara quotes the pasuk where the pasuk says v'chal eved ish miknas kesef, meaning what? A person is only considered to be an eved if ish, if he has an adon. Well, once the avon loses his kinyan shel mamon, so maybe one could argue that kinyan shel iser is paka. In other words, there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan shel mamon, there's a kinyan shel iser. And the question is the extent of the relationship between these two kinyanim. Well, if that is true, also when it comes to the case of Rosh Eivarim, when it comes to Yetziah Berosh Eivarim, even if one should assume, as the Rambam Paskins and Avodim Heidalid, that get shichra is necessary, why is that true? That is not a function of kinyanei mamon. That is a result from a kinyan shel iser. And therefore the Mishnah Melech assumes the Rapashut, that if the get shichra is not yet given, the adon certainly has no right to impose any shibur of avdus. The reason a get shichra is necessary is lahatir of Bas Yisrael. We don't assume that just as the Yetziah Rosh Eivarim is mafkia, the shibud of mamon, also it's mafkia, the kinyan shel iser. But lesman defalig Mishnah Melech writes that the kinyan shel mamon certainly is considered to be paka. Well, if that is true, then if you're interested in the tashlumim of kasha zama, and we are insisting that mishalim demei ha'eved, shouldn't one argue that the tashlumim mamon, damim, that should be a function of the kinyan shel mamon? In which case, that certainly is paka, even if you assume tzarak et shichur. And that is why the Mishnah Melech is so troubled as to why it is that we assume that you have to pay. That should be called kasher asa. Because as far as the chiyuv tashlumin is concerned, that's it. The story has ended. The fact that you need a shichur, right, that is simply lahatiro v'bas Yisrael. So that is why the Mishnah Melech rejects what perhaps could be an obvious answer, right, and that is that still the shtar shichur is considered to be pending. When we mentioned that Chiddush the Ramban, we pointed out that the Tosus Nivamos Nabayinu Abayis disagrees, and Tosus Nivamos writes a very great Chiddush that perhaps when it comes to an Evet, everything is a function of the Kinyan Shomamon. How can that be? Kinyan Shomamon? What do you mean? He's allowed to marry Shivcha Ktanis. So Tosus writes a very great Chiddush, we discussed at length, right, and that is that the fact that he's Mutter B'Shivcha, that also is a function of Avdus. The Eved must be Oved Es Rabo Bayom Uvalayla, and that is a manifestation of Oved Es Rabo Balayla. That's what Tosus writes in Yevamos. Ayin Wadbei is a very great Kiddush that how in fact that should be understood. We mentioned, we discussed this last time. Avne Miluim writes in the Chuvas, it should be a Zion, it's very difficult. It's an Isser. It's an Isser for a person to marry Shivcha. How can Mamon be Mafki an Isser? Well, the Adon tells Eved to work on Shabbos. So of course you can't do that. There's a shibud mamon, yeah, but not against dini haTorah. If really all there is a kinyan shel mamon, how can it be mafkia? So Rav Yosef Engel points out the small chibur Chos and Yosef. He points out the teretz that no, if the Torah would say explicitly that an eved cannot go ahead or ben Yisrael cannot marry a shivcha, that's right. How can he matri surim? But the iser is lo yakadesh lo siya kadesha. This sir is one of lo yekadesh. What does that mean? Bias hefker. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. That is not considered to be a bias hefker if it's in the misgeres of avdus. If there's a shibud of mamon and the shibud of mamon dictates that avod is necessary, and this is considered to be a form of oved es rabo, that is not called a bias hefker. If it would be an avera ktsuva, a kinyan shel mamon cannot be matir. But if the nature of the avera is hefker, then it's not considered to be a bias hefker at all. But this is a second possibility, that the reason that this is called kasher zon v'lo kasher asa is because get shichra is in fact necessary. If you look at the stipler of Bava Kama and Siman Beis, the stipler points out, maybe one could argue as follows, that what happened here? Right? We're talking about a case of Hazama, where Adam came forward and said, that is true, right, that this Eved is entitled to go free Berosh Eivarim. But it was subject to a case of Hazama. What exactly does that mean? That no, was Huvlar Mafreya, it turns out, Lohayav Lo Nivra, that the Eved was not entitled to be free, and he was not Tafus Ba'atzma. So therefore, maybe very simply, right, that is not called kasher asa. And therefore, what happens? When it turns out that there is a case of hazama, in this instance, so what does that mean? He was free, he had a right, and now, what, mikan al-aba, he is not free? No, it means that sheker v'chozah, that he was never free, he was always an eved, and the Yad Rabba was never puck at all. Dishlam up, you're talking about the following case, where you're dealing with Onshi Hago, for example, Malkus. So you cannot argue that as a result of Kasha Zama, it's as though what? He didn't receive the Malkus. It didn't happen. Of course it happens. Even in Tashlumin, without the Chiddush, the Rivav Sheba Chazara, you cannot deny, even if you'll say it was an error, that there was a Peraon. But here, what is the argument? That he is a Ben Chorin. It turns out that if that did not occur, if there was no Yetziya Berosh Evarim, Mana Yisim, so therefore, it turns out that Lo Hayav Lo Nivra, he was always an Eved. And the Eved is considered to be Kiyad Rabo. If that is true, we don't argue that already he was Muchsad Ba'atzmo at all. And therefore, perhaps this is not called in any shape or form, right, Kasher Asa. Maybe one could argue, right, that that's the teretz too, the kasha of the Mishnah Malach raises. That's what the Stipler suggests in Bava Kama in Simen Beis, also found in the Tshuvas Oneg Yontif in Simen Lamed Ches. A further possibility, this is what the Aruch HaNer writes, right, in Malkos and Daf Beis Simen Beis, that perhaps kasha zamam, as opposed to kasher atza, means that there is some distinction. There is kasher zamam, and then subsequently there is kasher asa. In other words, let's assume a regular case. There is the gemar din, and then there is the bitzua hadin, the pera'on, the tashlumin. So when you have two different windows of time, you have the kasher zamam, which is, as Rashi points out, yelachar gemar din, and then there is that which will occur later, the next stage. So there the halacha dictates that hazama is only within that frame, between the kasher zamam and the kasher asa, between the gemar din and the bitzua hadin. That's normal. In this particular type of case, so what would happen if you're dealing with yitzia berosh eivarim, and ba'oso shah, at the time that that occurs, memela paka shibudam, the Shibud Maman is Paka Me'elav. It's not that anything more is necessary. Even if you maintain that Shichur is necessary, that's only for Kinyan Shom Yisr, but not for Kinyan Shom Mamon. So therefore, the Shas of Kasher Zamam is Hainuhach the Kasher Asa. So, Aruch HaNer just suggests that's called Kasher Zamam. There's no later stage that we can argue that the Zaman of Kasher Zamam has already concluded. And therefore, Nechinami, that this is considered to be that which is Kasha Zama. And therefore, the Gemara suggests that you should have to pay Demei Kol Ha'evet. And a further possibility is what you find in the Tumim. The Tumim in Simen Lamed Ches again begins discussing, right, that first element, that the fact that it's Mu'ukav Get Shichur. So maybe that would be enough to label this Kasha Zama. And the Tumim suggests the following issue. Our Gemara was a little more complicated, that just simply two Edom coming forward and saying that Hipa Lashino, Sime Asama, as Eino, and therefore he's entitled to Shichur. The case was in our Gemara was a little bit complicated. The Edom came forward with a dual assertion, Shein followed by Ayin, or Ayin followed by Shein. And therefore, the Haggadah Sa'edus posited a twofold chiyuv. Number one, it's true, there is Yitzia. Number two is there is a chiyuv tashlumin. Right, the sequence obviously is critical. Is the tashlumin ba'ad ha'ayin or is it ba'ad ha'shein? But the Tum points out that here the Edus was a compound Edus. And everyone agrees that the second half of the Edus was not yet fulfilled. Hadayin eino hiskayin. That did not occur yet. What are you going to say? That the deal is done, and this is history, and therefore no longer relevant? Of course Eidos is still relevant, because it was a single Haggadah Eidos with a dual assertion. There's a Chiyuv Mamon. And therefore the Tuma suggests an interesting chiddush, and that is that if that is true, if it is still considered to be kashu zaman, as far as part of the edus is concerned, you cannot label that as kashu asa at all. It's not that the deal is done and the edus is a matter of history, the edus is still considered to be current. The chiddush, if that is the case, the tumim, the chiddush should be, as that fits in well with our Gemara, where you're dealing with a more complicated case, where there was shein, there was ayin, and perhaps one could argue one is, but the other certainly was not yet resolved. But let's assume, for example, that Adam would simply come forward with a single assertion of Eiver Echad, and all they're attempting to do is secure Cherus. Maybe Enochinami, maybe we could argue that that Alpidin is called Kasher Asa. Right, even the case that the Rambam mentions, that we began with in Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam quotes the case of Ar Gemara, where there's a twofold assertion of the Eidim. And therefore, you can't say that the Eidos is already completed, if as of yet, right, the second half Eidos is still that which is in focus. So that's a further possibility that Tumim suggests, and various possibilities to answer that kasha of Mishnah Malach. Clearly, our sugya assumes the following, at least when it comes to a case of hazama. If you're dealing with a case, for example, of hipa l'shino and sima eseno, so, yatsa l'cheirus, and then furthermore, there is a chiyuv tashlumin. And kasha zama would address at both halves, both elements. The difficulty, however, is the following. The Gemara in Gittin and Daf Membeis and Madbeis seems to suggest differently. Here the Gemara writes the following. The Gemara quotes a brisa that Bekulon Eved Yotze Behem Lecheres. In all these cases of Yotzeim Roshei Barim, an Eved will go free. What exactly does that mean? That Yotze Behem Lecheres. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Tanayim, as we did it earlier. The view of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is Tzara get shichra merabo. A get shichra is necessary. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir disagree. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir that Eino Tzara get shichra. So the Gemara says the following. And what about our sugya? Or the Gemara quotes the Raisa, the Hipa Leshino, Sime Es Eino. So if that happens, Shein versus Ayin, he's Yotze B'Shein, and Venosev Dmei Eino. So if you pay Dmei Eino, doesn't that seem to indicate that the Eved is already free? How do you say that Tzara gets Shifra? The Gemara answers, V'dilma kamandamar eino tzarech. Eino chinami, that maybe all of that is assuming eino tzarech. What do you see from the Gemara? That if you hold like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tarfon, that Yitzias Eved Roshei Avram does not require a get shichur at all, then you're right, then the Adon has to pay them. But if you hold Sarah get shichur, not so clear. That is Lovivshita. That remains a suffix in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara writes in Gittin. Again, if it was twofold, number one, Shein, then Ayin, or Ayin and Shein, is it so obvious that you have to pay for the second time that you struck that Eved? So the Gemara says, well, if you hold Eino Tzarech get Shichur like Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Meir, then of course, he's a Ben Chori, you smashed him, you're obligated to pay. But if you hold Tzarech, he really was not a full Ben Chori. And if that's true, how do you know that any tashlumin is necessary? The Gemara leaves it as a suffix. The Rif in that Sugya in Gittin Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam Perakei Halacha Dalet. Paskins, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah Melech, that even the Acha Rosh Eivarim Tzarek Get Shechur. If that's true in light of the Sugya in Gittin, that should mean if there's a subsequent act of Simeas Eino, that was an Abayi Lifshita. Whether the Eved is Govet to make Ayin at all. Well, if it's an Abayi Lifshita, we would assume that Safek Mamon Hamotzmech Lavaraya. In which case, according to the Gemara in Gittin, payment is not needed. Our Gemara certainly seems to assume that, of course, payment is made. You definitely have to pay. The question is it, what are you paying? To me, shame, to my eye, if there's a chash in the Seder. But there, the Gemara writes that this whole issue, whether the Adon has to pay the Eved anything at all, depends on whether, in fact, he was a Ben Chorin. And that should depend on whether a Get Shichur is necessary or not. And therefore, if you assume that Sarah Get Shichur, so therefore, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. So how does that fit? Our Gemara assumes that the davar pashut, that, of course, kasher zaman has to pay. So how does that fit with that sugya in Gittin and daf mem beis? The Shitu Kabetzes and our daf quotes the Meiri that writes the following chidushim. Kiddush number one, the Miri comments, is that that's true. That if you assume that Sharek gets Shichur, it's a sveik of the Gemara, no, you buy the Lishita, as to whether anything must be paid at all. And therefore, Hamotzim Rechav Haraya. But the Miri adds, Im Tafas, Ein Motzin Miyado, the Tfisa works. In a suffix, Mamon Tfisa works. And therefore, Ein Motzi Miyado. And then the Miri writes the further Kiddush, a very great Kiddush, that since that's true, since the Ha'edus will create a suffix Mamon, and that would result in Tafas Lamafkinamina, so therefore that's legitimate edus. And therefore that is subject to hazama. And the onesh would be kasha zama. Language of the Miri is ki'ilu hi'idu b'davar shehu nigva al pihem. As though the edim are testifying that he is chayim. The edim are testifying that there is in fact an act. Not only yitziyah b'rosh shevaram, but there was a subsequent act of simas eino. And even though it's a suffix, whether that would result in gvias bezdin, but tfisa would work. Therefore, that is considered bona fides, and therefore the Mir writes it's subject to hazama. And therefore, no stira whatsoever between these gemaras. The gemara in Gittin writes it's true, it's a suffix. Our gemara assumes that it's still subject to hazama, not a stira at all. This would help with the Rambam, but not completely. So if you look in the Rambam, you find the following difficulties. In Hilchos Chov Lamazik, Perek Dal Halacha Yir Aleph, that is where the Rambam writes, as the Miri explains. You have a case where Edim come, and they affirm that he pilashino, simias eino. The Rambam writes that he goes out, b'shein, but the eino no sin to me eino. That's exactly the Rambam, because the Rambam requires a shtar shichur, and therefore that's a suffix, whether you're entitled to any tashlumin. And then the Rambam adds, vim tafas, ein motzi in miyado, ein achinami. We treat this as a suffix, and tfisa would work. That's the Rambam sheet in general, that Tfisa works, and Mamon Tfisa works when it comes to Knas. difficulty. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perkei Halacha Yudalit, the Rambam quotes what seems to be the identical case. And the Rambam writes, Harei ze yotze lecheros b'shina, v'noseno d'me'ena. V'noseno d'me'ena sounds like you're obligated to do so. Not just simply that tafas ein motzi miyado. And that is the Hasagas HaRavid. The Rabbi points out that the Rambam is Soster himself. In Ochos Chovol Masik, the Rambam writes, Misafek, in Ochos Avadim, the Rambam writes, Nosnei Demeyeno. Then you have a Rambam, in Ochos Eidus Perachafala Falachadalet, where the Rambam writes, when it comes to the case of Hazama, the Rambam writes that, yes, that you have to pay the Demei Ha'Eved, and also you have to pay Demei Ayin La'Eved, because the Edom were attempting to deprive the Eved of Demei Ayin. So how can that be? The Rambam writes in Chol HaMazik, it's a Safek, the Rambam writes in Chol HaSavarim, it's a Safek, and the Rambam writes in Chol HaSedis, it's subject to Hazam. The Kesa Mishnah is bothered by this. The Kesa Mishnah suggests the following. The first Kesa Mishnah is in Hilchos Avadim. In Hilchos Avadim, that's where the Rambam writes, V'nosna d'me'eino. So the Kesa Mishnah is bothered. The Rambam whole mazik is more explicit. Yes, sometimes no. So the Kesa Mishnah just writes, you're right, the Rambam here is just very makatze. But when the Rambam says, Nosna d'me'eino, it's talking about a case where in between the Shein and Ayin, there was a Shtar Shichra. Or possibly Tvisa. The Rambam does not mean categorically, you know, Hilchos Avadim, no say no d'me'eino. And the Kesev Mishnah and Hilchos Eidus, where the Rambam writes is subject to Hazama, there the Kesev Mishnah writes that the Rambam will assume, as the Miri writes, that since the Eidus is meaningful and it creates a Sveika Dedina and Tfisa would work, well, that's considered to be meaningful Eidus, and there's an onus of Kasha Zama, and Kasha Zama means that they have to pay based on their assertion, even though Inochinami, it's a Sveika Dedina, when the we go over Kodem, get Shichu. That's the Kiddush that the Kesa Mishnah writes. If you look in the stencils, Reb Chaim, right, this is, it depends on the version, but in the Chedushei Agrach on page Kuf Lamed Hei, right, the later editions it's labeled as Simen Resh Mem Zayin. Reb Chaim points out this apparent steer in the Rambam. Chov L'mazik. See here, the Rambam just mentions that Tfisa would work, Tafasin Motzi Miyado. But in Nosno Dmeino, in Hilchos Avadim, the Rambam writes Nosno Dmeino. And Reb Chaim quotes the Migdal Oz in Hilchos Chov V'Lamazik, that perhaps there's a difference between Bazeh Achar Zeh as opposed to Bevas Achas. How do you understand that distinction? So Reb Chaim explains the following. If you assume, as the Rambam maintains the halacha, that tzarech get shichrur, so this is what we refer to as mu'ukav get shichrur, an eved who's entitled to go free, but as of yet, he has not been chorin. So if that is true, that l'man damar tzarech get shichrur, if we're talking about a case of Hipalashino, Simes Eino, it's Mukab Get Shichra, L'chorino Tzarech L'shalim Klum Ba'ad Demei Eino. Maybe one could suggest that there shouldn't be a dual Chiyuv. But our Gemara says that no, there is a Pasuk. The Pasuk says Tachashino, what does that mean? Below Tachashino Ve'eino. In other words, perhaps Mitzat Hasfar, one could argue as follows. That really if a person blocks out right, the eye and the tooth, in such a case, that act of Rosh Eivarim results in Chayrus. And that's the Pusuk that Agamara quotes, Lotach Hashino Ve'eno, to tell us the following. Shehatashlumim ba'ad Rosh Eivarim eno ha-Chayrus, Raku ha-Tashlum midin Rosh Eivarim. No, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumim. If one would argue, if a person abuses a Zeved, he goes free. Maybe one could have argued, well, you know, that abuse can be hitting him once, hitting him twice, right? But the result is Chayrus. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk and tells us, no, Lotach Hashino Ve'eno means that, no, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumim. Tashlumin of Rosh Eivarim for each Eivir, for Shein Vor Ayin, not just a halacha hakoleles, that one who abuses Eved, Dahainu, Rosh Eivarim, he would in fact go free. So Rav Chaim continues and writes the following. If you look in Hilchos Avodim, there the Rambam is talking about where it is Bavas Achas. And he quotes a very interesting diuk in language of the Rambam. In Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam writes, Hamapil Shein Avdo Visime Es Eino. Visime Es Eino. If you look in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, the Rambam writes, Mapil Shein Avdo V'Achar Kach Sime Es Eino. In Hilchos Chov, the Rambam writes, V'Achar Kach. In Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam writes, Visime Es Eino. What is the difference? In Hilchos Avodim, that is Bavas Achas. And that's what the Rambam writes. If in fact it is Bavas Achas, so therefore, Nosne Dmo Eino Midin Rosh Eivarim. If it is Bavas Achas, so in that case, no, he is obligated to pay. After all, that is the Tashlumei Knas that the Torah imposes. Tachas Eino. So since it was Bavas Achas, both are labeled as Tashlumei Rosh Eivarim. And in such a case, one is absolutely chayiv. In Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, the Rambam is very meduyak. Mapel Shem Avdo Achar Kach Sime Eseno. What does Achar Kach Sime Eseno mean? Well, when the first Eiver is knocked out, Miyad Shehipa Lashino Havimu Ukav Get Shichru. And Ve'eno Yotzei B'Rosh Eivarim. At that point, there's no longer Rosh Eivarim. The Eved is already. The Kinyan Shel Mamon, as we discussed, was already Paka. He's Mukav Get Shichur. It's no longer subject to Rosh Eivarim at all. There, Be'inan Avdo HaMiyuchado. In order to have Rosh Eivarim, you require that it has to be exclusively your Eved. Not an Eved where the Shibud of the Adam was already Paka. Well, if that is true, so why is it that one is obligated to pay for that second act? You know what the answer is? That is not midin Rosh Eivarim. That is simply midin Chov L'Mazik. In fact, that is exactly why the Rambam places that example not in Hilchos Avodim, but rather in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. What is the Mechayiv? Is this unique halach of Tashlumei Dmei Shein V'Ayin? Or is this simply midin Chavala? Well, the Rambam places one halach in Hilchos Avodim, the second in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. Which is it? Yeah, it depends on whether it's Bavas Achas or whether it's Bazeh Achar Zeh. If it's Bazeh Achar Zeh, so the first act, that is Rosh Eivarim, where the Shibud of Dodon is Paka. The second now is Midin Chovel, exactly Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. If, however, the Rambam describes Hilchos Avodim both are Bavas Achas, so in such a case, both the Shein and Ayin have the status of Rosh Eivarim. So when it comes to Yitzia B'Rosh Eivarim, that's the Pasuk. Maybe one would have thought that even if it's Shein V'Ayin, just simply it would result in Chirus. The answer is no, that's the Pasuk. Tach HaShinov Lo Tach HaShinov Ve'Eino. There's a dual chiyuv, but dual chiyuv b'toras tashlumei shein v'ayin, hilchos avodim. When it comes, however, to bezach arzeh, and as a result of the first, that's it. He's already at that point mukav get shichra, The second half of Chavala is simply Dini Chavala B'chalat HaRakuma. This is what the Gemara now raises in Gittin and Daf Membeis Membeis. When you no longer have that Gzeiras HaKosov of Tachas Shino V'lo Shino V'Aino, and you're working with the halacha b'chalot harakula of simply demei chavala, so I'll ask you the following question. On the one hand, right, there's yitzia b'roshei varim. On the other hand, you still require a get shichrur. So how does that play out? If there is a chiyuv tashlumei mamon which is coming to the eved, but as the get is mukav get shichrur, is the eved entitled, or is he not? Yeah. On the one hand, right, already was subject to roshei vari. On the other hand, get shichrur is necessary. So that is the suffix of the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Gittin and Daf Mem Beis. That bishlama, if you assume eno tzar get shichrur, so therefore obviously. Right, he's a complete ben chorin. In such a case, midin chovel, well, of course you're obligated to pay him, no different than anyone else. The first act freed him, the second act is tashlumei mamon. But if you argue that the shashichur is still necessary, so now, right, you have a chiyuv mamon, what happens in that particular case? Is the adon entitled? Is the eved entitled? Is he not entitled? That is a suffix of the Gemara. And that's why the Rambam writes, in that case, a suffix. And then Tafas, in Motzim Yadav. So very Madiak in the Rambam. A, the Rambam, the series of halachos, Chovel Amazek as opposed to Chosavadim, the Diuk in the Rambam, and Chovel the Rambam writes, Ve'akar Chasime, as opposed to Hilchosavadim, where the Rambam writes, Vissime Aseino, the further Diuk. And the Chiddush that Reb Chaim suggests that if it's Bavasakas, both are treated midin Roshei Varim. That's the drasha. If it is not, if you're within the realm of Dinei Chavala B'chalot HaRakula, so the Gemara is a suffix. That if there's no longer a Shibur of Avdus, but yet to get Shichur is necessary, is it so obvious that that would go to the Eved? Well, we argue that it's not the case. And that, the Rambam writes, Inachinami, is considered to be right, the suffix. If that's true, when the Rambam discusses our case, right, in Hilchos Eidus, where the Rambam writes there is in fact a dual chiyuv, right, one could argue the following. Right. Well, if it's a case of basachas, well, that certainly is true, because there is a dual chiyuv that would come to the Eved, and therefore that would include Kasha Zama. If, however, you're talking about the case where it's Bazach Arzetz, Midinei Chavala, then Enoch Inami, this would all be Midin Safek, then perhaps you could argue, as the Kesemissa suggests in the Rambam, that the Rambam is assuming as the Meiri, that since the Eidus is meaningful in terms of Tfisa, that's legitimate Eidus with an attempt to be Motzi Mamo, so in such a case, maybe that is called a Kasha Zamam, that Gvi is necessary from the Eidim themselves. But you don't have to come on to that anymore. One could argue very simply that Nochus Eidus, the Rambam is referring to the case of Basachas, where there is a dual Chi, which is Batoras, Vada. And in such a case, then the Rambam would argue that in that instance, right, of course, Kashasim would kick in, right, in the fullest way. Okay, we'll stop a little bit earlier today. Tomorrow, what I would like to do is just finish up the Sugya, and I think after this, getting up to the Mishnah, already next Sunday, we'll start the second parak. Okay, so tomorrow we will give you some more makamos for the second parak, and we'll just finish up these things. Okay.